Well, and of course, this is also another perfect lead in talking about massive data and digging through for all kinds of insights. We want to thank Ahrefs for their support of Marketing Over Coffee. We've been talking about them for the past couple of weeks, but you've actually been using that data and mining that too.
Yeah, so SEO data is super powerful stuff because you can do, well, there's a bunch of things you can do with it. You can do your quantitative analysis of it. What are the highest ranking pages and how's it correspond to traffic and stuff. But what's more useful is if you were to type into a term in like in Ahrefs, if you go to the Content Explorer, type in a term like, you know, Facebook marketing, and it'll pull for you like the 111,000 articles that are about Facebook marketing. Then you can restrict it and say, I really only want to see, you know, high domain authority stuff. So you'll get down like 6,000. You get the URLs from that, stick that into, you know, your machine learning software, have the machine learning software extract the page text from all 6,000 pages. And then you use the data mining software to say, okay, what words and phrases and topics and concepts do all these 6,000 articles have in common? And you can build, you know, word clouds or whatever the visualization is that you find easiest to use. But then when you're building content for your website, you can go, okay, am I checking the box on the stuff that every single other major article that ranks well is talking about, or am I missing stuff? And it's a really good way to do very thorough gap analysis. This idea of vectorization of text is one of the key things Google uses to understand the context of an article. And that's something they've been talking about for a couple of years now, is you need to know the context of what people are talking about and what they're searching for in order to rank well.